Why do we need a dude standing on top of the truck playing a fire guitar? Because it's cool.
Yeah.
This is the Swine Before Pearls podcast with Joel and Trent.
Yo, what's up?
Pig Show.
Welcome to When Pigs Fly.
When Pigs Fly.
The new show.
Yeah, it's mostly Trent and I going to flight school, figuring out how to operate an aircraft within the laws of the U.S. government. What'd you learn?
Flying a plane. So the first thing I learned is that we don't talk about flight school.
Yeah.
Because of the heinous acts of violence that were committed by accident by me.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a ditz, as it were.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some people are permanently injured or dead.
Yeah. I mean, it's flight school. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You're going to get an A on every test right out the gate? No.
Yeah, no.
You got to crash a couple planes, burn a couple bridges.
I mean, the standards today are pretty high.
No, they're not. What? Anybody can be a pilot.
Okay. I guess so. Do you think that...
Flying a plane can't be that hard.
Do you think that, like, new people would probably stick around longer if we didn't have
these weird, obtuse
intros?
These aren't obtuse. They're interesting.
They're interesting. We're interesting.
The rest of our show is obtuse.
We have a podcast, you guys, and that makes us cool. Yeah. That's my whole personality.
It is.
Whenever I go visit people, I say, hey, have you heard about my podcast?
Yeah.
I make a podcast about the greatest movies of all time.
I bet you're going to be like living up in the California hills, going to just social clubs and saying like, yeah, so my podcast. And you're going to be that guy.
I'm going to be Joe Rogan too. You watch.
Yeah.
Except not just, as canceled.
Yeah, I think you can do that.
All right.
Shouldn't be that hard.
Got it. That's what I'm going for.
Welcome to Pigs Before Swine. Pearls Before Pigs.
Pigs in a Blanket.
Yep. This is the show where we talk about movies and stuff.
And today we're talking about Angry Maxwell.
Yep.
Fury Road.
Yeah.
Not the first one.
Yeah. Dude, so you hadn't seen Fury Road before,
I
suggested it right after the podcast. I was in a weird little, mood, and I was like, yo, have you seen Mad Max? Fury Road, and you're like, no. So I'm actually really interested because this is, I don't know, action movies for me are kind of hit and miss, you know, like sometimes you get really into them and then sometimes you don't.
You feel nothing.
And for me, I think Mad Max Fury Road was always something that kind of stuck with me. It's kind of a big part of high school for me.
Which I had seen the trailers for Fury Road and I had never heard of the Mad Max franchise before that.
Yeah.
And at the time the trailers were coming out, it really didn't look like my aesthetic for a type of movie.
Sure.
Everything's all grungy and...
Yeah, there's not enough weeping and sharing your heart with somebody. And...
It's just bad boys going wild, you know?
That's not your aesthetic?
No. As I've gotten older, though, and... more mature.
Yeah.
I'm into higher class art.
It is like
pale fellas just jumping between cars.
Yeah.
Going wild and there's spikes on the cars.
Yeah.
And everything's exploding and you're like, what's going on? This is wild.
Yeah.
You know what it actually reminded me of?
What did it remind you of?
It reminds me of like tubing behind a boat.
Yeah.
Cause like you get going. You get real fast, and then you hit these tight turns, and you see your friend just fly off the tube. It's like that experience condensed into a movie.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's kinetic.
Yeah.
Kinetic action.
It really is. Yeah, man. So when I first watched Mad Max, this is a good story, Fury Road. I was in high school, right? So I'm in Oklahoma visiting my cousin and we're like, so I'm 17 at the time. All right. Keep this in mind. I'm 17 at the time. And this was the first time I ever broke like a law, but not really a written law, but just kind of an implied law. So we were at the movie theater and it was like, yeah, guys, let's go see a movie. And I was like, okay. What do you want to see? And there was like two big things out and it was like, live action Cinderella and Mad Max Fury Road. And it's like me and a group of other like three, four guys. And so were like, Mad Max, Mad Max. And I'm like, wait a second, guys. This is a rated R movie, and I'm not 18. So somebody suggests, hey, man, it's okay. Just get a ticket for Cinderella. Okay. So I get a ticket for Cinderella, and man, I feel so guilty going up there. And I'm like, yes, one ticket for, like I waited in the parking lot, like, for a minute. So they came through and bought their tickets. And then I came behind. I'm like, yes, one ticket for Cinderella, please. And one of the guys in the group was just spazzing out. He was like, they're going to find you, man. They're going to, like, through the entire movie, he's like, someone's going to come through and check your ID and make sure you're old enough to be in this movie. And I'm like, there's three kids down there vaping onto the screen. Like, nobody cares. We're in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma. And he was just freaking out the entire time. But man, I felt guilty going in. I think it just added to the interest of the movie. It's like, man, this is kind of like taboo. I've never done this before.
Okay, though, can you imagine if you're just sitting watching a movie, it's rated R, and then you see the movie ticket police come in. They find this 16-year-old kid, and they're like, get on the ground! They just like beat the ever-living crap out of him.
Yeah, it's like, do you think people that work at movie theaters care that much? Like, how many times have you snuck snacks into a movie? This is a good, we're going way off on a tangent, but this is a good question.
Pretty much every time. Actually, I'm not the guy who does it. I can't be bothered to, like, bring a bag, but my family always does, like, every time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, like, you're not supposed to do it, but you do it. You kind of feel a little guilty, but at the same time, it's like, eh.
Well, if I worked at the theater, I would not give a crap. Like,
no.
Cuts out of the bottom line, not my problem. When I worked at the bowling alley, this is probably, I don't know if this is bad, but like, I could not be bothered. Like, if people brought in outside beverages, like, some of it was alcohol, I didn't care.
Just somebody comes in with like a whole gallon of vodka.
That's not, I don't care. Like, you do you, man. Like,
yeah.
Obviously that cuts into our bottom line, but if you're going to go through the effort to do it, like, I don't care. Then the bartenders made me do it, and I'd go up to them and be like, "Oh, so guys,
hey, I really hate to be a downer here, but you guys are really, you know, I get it. You guys are fun. But I got to take your booze away.
Yeah.
And I got to go drink it by myself in the back."
I would just throw it straight away.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mad Max.
Yeah, Mad Max, dude. Oh, so, man. So yeah, it's a pretty crazy movie. Like, it's got some cool visuals. It's a cool story. So I don't know. Like, you described it as tubing, but give me your rundown from what you saw from it.
Well, I think ultimately it's just like a really creative movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have all this, like, stupid stuff going on. It's like, why do we need a dude standing on top of the truck playing a fire guitar? Because it's cool.
Yeah.
And it makes sense in the universe, because you got just this super rich dude with his pasty boys. And they're gonna go and they're gonna chase down his wives. And you know, if you're that rich, if you're the richest guy in this weird post-apocalyptic world, why wouldn't you have a guitar dude sitting on top of your car?
Who cares? There's
That's
no
cool.
rules.
Yeah. Or you have all these crazy visuals, like they drop the water down onto the poor people, and it's like, this is meaningful.
Yeah, society. Look how the rich people are dropping the water on poor people.
It did hit pretty hard when he was like, don't get addicted to water. It was like, that's such like an out of touch rich person thing to say. It's like kind of along the same lines as like the avocado toast thing. Like, maybe you wouldn't be in poverty if you stopped eating avocado toast.
Oh, gas prices are too high. Why don't you have an electric car already?
Yep. That's
just
that's
don't
exactly
buy
the
gas. Yeah. Guzzoline.
Yeah, but it's instead of being said by an obnoxious rich guy, it's said by pasty Darth Vader.
Immortum
Joe. What a weird name.
Yeah.
Immortum Joseph.
I like that. I like that, though.
Yeah.
I remember that name. You know, that's the thing is I like about that movie is there's just like some weird stuff in there, but it's all pretty memorable for like honestly could have been a very run-of-the-mill action movie, but it's like, I don't know, there's some memorable characters to it with stupid, silly names.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember the director's name, but have you seen like the other movies he's made?
No.
It's super random. It's like Babe 2, both of the Happy Feet movies. Just like
Really?
Yeah, it's so random.
I have no clue.
And it's like that fits the vibe. And apparently like
what do you mean it fits the vibe?
Well, not the vibe of the movie, but just like everything about the movie is like super weird, but it just works.
Happy Feet 2 makes you question religion. Also, Mad Max makes you question religion. Yeah, no, it's such a weird vibe, but I don't know. I feel like it tries its best to be just really out there, and it does a good job. Like, there's some weird stuff to look at, you know? You got the dude with just like random like nipple clamps on, and you're just kind of like watching that, you know, and you're like, that's pretty out there, man.
Man, you know what's a real trip is I was like, man, I should do some more like homework for the podcast. Like go a little above and beyond.
Yeah.
So I was ironing my clothes and I like, I'll put on the first Mad Max.
Yeah.
It's nothing alike.
No, dude.
I was like, where's the post-apocalyptic wasteland? I could like barely hear it. So I didn't know that there was like an energy crisis going on. I was like, why is this just normal Earth?
It's so, yeah. So I did the same thing. I think like last year or something, because I like Fury Road.
Yeah,
you know, and it's a movie I suggest if you're a red-blooded male with testosterone or not. I don't care. Do whatever you want. But yeah, I sat down and I was like, I'm gonna watch the first one because maybe it's just like an older, a little more grimier version of what we just witnessed, and it's just like
they're driving their cars.
Yeah, I was disinterested in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, there's a lot of random scantily clad women or just people having sex everywhere.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I was super disinterested. Yeah, in the first yeah. 5 minutes.
It was not a very good ironing movie.
No,
I didn't enjoy it in general.
Did you watch the entire thing?
No, I got like 75% of the way through it.
Oh yeah,
and I was like,
you kind of get the gist.
Yeah.
No, man. I really like something I really appreciate about the Mad Max movie is I just like practical visuals, you know, like things that look real and feel real, like real fire, you know.
Yeah,
something as simple as just real fire looks cool, you know, when it's not this like weird CG, you know, when they're like blowing stuff on the flamethrower. I wonder if that's CG.
Well, I don't know.
That looks like real fire.
I watched a video about, it was like way before I even saw the movie, about how the movie is very smart about what it uses for CGI.
Yeah.
Like when they're going really fast, like all the side effects are obviously CG, yeah. Right? And it like makes the wasteland look more alive.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that is like really like up close and personal, that's all practical effects.
Yeah. It's super cool. And like that whole like swinging arm thing that Tom Hardy's on that goes like back and forth. That's a real thing. Like that wasn't like, they just like strapped him up there and just did stuff like that.
They need like a Mad Max theme park ride.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're actually jumping between moving cars.
I think that's just called like doing a bunch of cocaine and just going out on a Thursday night.
All right. Well, you don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Thursday night. You want to go?
Sure.
All right.
That'd be a great in the field.
Just you and me.
Yeah.
On a cocaine bender, driving cars.
Why not?
Yeah. That's what Pigs in the Field is all about.
That's what
is
we
trying
do.
New
that's
things.
The quality content we bring you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I really like that movie. I really like I like Tom Hardy in it. He doesn't say a lot, and I think that's fine. He doesn't need to say a lot.
I mean, it's probably for the best, because I still have, like, this goofball vibe in my head for him. Like, I haven't actually seen Venom, but just the trailers make me think, like, man, Tom Hardy's, like, he's kind of a goofball.
He's kind of a goofy guy.
Yeah. So, like, I don't want him to talk, like, a lot.
Don't worry.
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He does say that's bait. I never knew where that meme came from, and now I know.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. Yeah. No, it's got a cool cast. I like the silver dude with the tattoo, the little lump tattoo.
Is that like the main boy. Dude? Yeah, the main dude that goes with him.
Yeah. He's cool.
Yeah.
So there's just like a lot of, like, I don't know. It's really interesting because when you think about it, that movie touches on so many things, you know.
Yeah. Well,
in an action movie.
It's a lot of visual storytelling or like you figure out how the world works based on how the characters interact. Yeah. Like I really like Immortum Joe as a villain, not just aesthetic wise, but he's about as true to life as like a real life villain as you can get. Because like if you think about like who are the like scum of the earth in real life? Well, probably the people who seize power and use it to abuse women, take advantage of gas other prices. People, gas prices, take advantage of gas prices, just hide yourself away and have people revere you as a god while you basically take advantage of them.
Yeah.
That's a pretty realistic villain. Yeah. But he's also a post-apocalyptic Darth Vader.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. I think he's very caring too.
Yeah. Immortum Joe cares. He does he does care for his favorite pregnant wife.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah. After being abusive to her.
But he loves her. No, it's cool. It's cool. He's a good character, and I like all the little like side bosses. Like there's so much personality packed into like characters who only have like a few seconds of screen time just because of like the car they drive, you know, their accessories, stuff like that. Like, and it doesn't have to be explained. I feel like there's not a lot of explaining that goes on in the movie, and that's why I like it. You know, there's not a lot of like exposition of like, this is why the world is the way it is. And
there's not a lot of lore to it in terms of just like straightforward stuff.
Like there's just these like Russian dudes in ghillie suits on motorbikes and they don't tell you like anything about them. They're just like, hey, here's these Russian dudes who are on these motorcycles.
And you kind of don't need that because it's about the fight for survival, right?
Yeah.
And so if you see these intimidating looking dudes
in the desert,
your brain's like, oh, those are intimidating looking dudes in the desert. These guys are no good.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how the real world works.
Take a page, Boba Fett. We don't need to know every single backstory on every Tusken Raider. Sometimes they could just be intimidating dudes in the desert.
Yeah. There was Max Rebo in it, which was cool. We love Max Rebo.
Yeah. I didn't get the end part though. I didn't get the stuff with like the trees and the seeds and all that stuff. I think it tuckers out a little bit near that point.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember
where they're like, here's this old lady. She's got a sniper rifle and she's got a seed. Take the seed and do something with the seed. And the seed, like they're trying to plant trees.
Oh, it's just like the Lorax.
Yeah. In the end, it's the Lorax.
Incredible.
Got a deep eco-friendly message. But
we can fix the environment with trees.
Here's what I want to ask you.
Okay.
You're in Mad Max world.
All right.
Okay. You're a drug addict.
Understandable.
Yeah. What does your car look like? What does it do?
All right. So I'm going to have one of those ones with like the things that like whip back and forth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be in that and driving it at the same time.
In the whipper?
Yeah.
That's got to be confusing.
And so I'm just, yeah, there's absolutely no orientation. And then I mostly just want to jump from one car to another because that sounds super cool.
And who's your blood pack? If you can have anybody to strap on to the front of that thing and use their blood, who is it?
Well, you know, since Tom Hardy was the one guy's blood pack, I think mine is going to be Woody Harrelson because he's Carnage. All right.
Pretty decent.
Yeah. What's your car?
All right. Hear me out.
Okay.
Okay. I've thought about a lot. This a lot. So I've got an ice cream truck, right?
Ooh.
It's a fully outfitted ice cream truck, fully operational ice cream truck. Okay.
This is incredible.
So I'm like a really rich guy in this universe, therefore I can afford ice cream.
Okay. Obviously, you're a Mortem Joe. That's why you sympathize
with
him.
Obviously, the ice cream comes from a certain place, but we're not going to get into that. So I've got an ice cream truck.
You know, the ice cream truck doesn't have to have ice cream in it.
Yeah, it does. Okay, that's my whole shtick.
Okay.
You don't need to have a guy on the front tire with the banjo and the flame. You know, you don't need him there. Does he do anything?
No, but he's cool.
Yeah,
I mean, it's cold, but is it cool?
You just answered your own question. So it's playing the little ice cream truck song, right?
Okay.
So, you know, but it's got like a tinge to it. It's like, it's like, maybe it's like heavy metal ice cream song. You know, and people get really stoked while it drives through. And then my enemies drive up to the side of it, right? What do you do when you order ice cream? What do you do? You order ice cream. So my enemies, we're all driving, you know, we're in the middle of a battle and they're ordering ice cream. And it's like, I'll have one Sonic Pop, please. And it's like, okay. So here's my shtick. There are random ice cream cones with bombs in them. Not every one is a bomb, but some of them are. So then you hand
I feel like
them.
You're a Batman villain. So,
just wait till you get it. Some of them are bombs and some of them aren't, Batman. Try stopping my ice cream truck. I'm sure that's been done, right? Yeah. That's okay. Literally what I'm thinking of. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Steven is showing us something.
That's clutch. We need a big TV. Yeah, that's literally what it looks like.
Jamie, pull it out on the screen.
Pull it out of your butt. So anyways, there's these dudes walking up, and they're getting ice cream, and then you like watch them go back as they kind of like fade off from your ice cream truck, and they start eating the ice cream. And some of them have like delightful joy in their face. They're like, oh my gosh, gelato this time of year in the desert? And then some other people's heads just blow off. It's great.
That's incredible. Wow. You've really
It's really inconsistent, but it strikes fear.
Yeah. Honestly, though,
it proves the point.
I think the scariest thing wouldn't be if it was like playing metal ice cream music, but if it was just like playing the regular stuff. Like, can you imagine how terrifying it would be if you're like being chased?
Yeah.
You know, you're Furiosa with Joe's wives,
yeah.
Right? And you're driving along, and then all of a sudden you hear, dude, you're peeing your pants.
Lady, roll down your window. Do you want this chocolate surprise or not? Pull up.
Pull up. We got the cookie dough.
Yo, pull up. There's one that looks like a cookie monster.
That in our alternate version, that's how the pregnant lady gets run over, is because she's trying to get a hold of some ice cream.
Guess who my blood pack is?
Who?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
That's part of the attraction that comes to it. They're like, oh my gosh, Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon's like, hey!
He's just laughing the whole time.
No, I take that back. It's Jerry Seinfeld is my blood pack. He's like,
oh God.
What's the deal with the apocalypse? Here!
I feel like...
Do you like fudge bars or are you a Heath guy?
I hope
and
the world...
And he explodes. See ya, sucko!
I hope the world
never... Time to get to Gas Town to get some guzzoline!
If the world ever has to deal with you and Jerry Seinfeld in the same place,
I think that would be more dangerous than the ice cream
Immortum Joe's just behind the ice cream truck, like, give me back my wife, Jerry. And he's like, no, that's not good against women. She's trying to have a baby. Can't you see? Slow down. The woman's pregnant. Why are you shooting? It's crazy out here. It's like 12 a.m. in New York.
Oh, gosh. Hey, is it? Who made
Have you
this
tried
movie?
Airplane food?
What company made this movie?
I don't know.
Hey, Warner Brothers.
DreamWorks?
Hit us up. We have some sequel pitch ideas.
In a world where lawlessness runs rampant, one man and his blood pack will go on the quest of a lifetime to find ice cream and comedy. In this year's Mad Max 2 Electric Boogaloo, Rise of Jerry.
But here's the thing, though, right? Is this concept would never work for, like, a hero.
No.
Because when the hero attempts to do something, it has to work. Like, chaotic random attacks like the ice cream don't work for a hero, because if he's just throwing stuff out, it's like...
I think it works for a hero.
No, because if
it's like
just
the Joker.
If he's just... Oh yeah, the Joker's a hero.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the people are gonna be thinking dangerous things about you, Joel.
Have they already not?
That's true. You're a revolutionary.
You give Jerry Seinfeld. You know how they're like squirting in like gasoline into the top of the engine.
Oh yeah.
Like, you just give Jerry Seinfeld like a bump of cocaine, and the ice cream truck just starts going faster. Oh man. I really like that idea. I actually think that could work.
It'd be a good comedy sketch.
Yeah, that'd be a that seems like an SNL thing that they do.
Yeah, or maybe, I don't know if it's Robot Chicken's vibe, but something along those lines.
I could see Robot Chicken doing it. Hey, hit us up. We got some good ideas here for some parodies.
Hit us up, Disney.
Yeah, Disney. But I like that. That's a good concept.
Yeah.
I wish we had like real fans that made art. So somebody could actually like draw that up.
Hey, Rachel, if you're still listening, draw that up for
Jerry
us for
Seinfeld
free.
On an ice cream truck with a lot of spikes, a lot of flames coming out of it, and me riding in front.
Yeah.
Giving out ice cream.
I think if someone actually makes that for us, we should start a Patreon, because we're making it big.
That would be pretty baller.
Yeah. But somebody draw that up for us.
Yeah. We can have our own Mad Max car.
Ooh. Then we could actually make the ice cream truck.
Dude, that's something we could do for...
if we had the money.
Something we could do.
For pigs in the field?
Pigs in the field. We buy an old ice cream truck and we take it to, like, a crash derby. You know, like one of those, like you just take cars and you smash them into each other, like, somewhere out in the sticks.
Shoot, that'd be cool.
And we have with the bombs and the ice cream.
Against real people.
Against real people with families and ambition and a future.
Well, I mean, wouldn't be surprised if we're headed towards an energy crisis, so.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic we're talking about a movie about energy crises in the middle of an energy crisis.
Yeah, is it? I don't know if
it's
an
energy crisis yet.
But it's...
It's a bad
it's
time
not looking
to drive.
Good.
It's not a good time to drive a truck.
Yeah. You're in a tough situation. I'm glad I got rid of my Suburban.
Oh yeah.
Dude, that costs $90 to fill up.
Dude, you want to talk about Mad Max? Trent had this truck, or it wasn't a truck. It was a Suburban in high school, and it was just this like old, was it like a Chevy?
GMC.
It was like a GMC, and that thing just ate gas like a monster. And it had no brakes on it.
I replaced the brakes eventually.
The brakes worked, but there were some times where it didn't.
There was one time where I just ground them into the dirt, and they were like, and then Zach was like, "Hey, you should
change your
get them replaced sooner than that."
Man, I drove like three hours one time with no brakes. I was just like trying to get home.
Wasn't that like a couple days ago?
No, I have brakes.
You have brakes?
Yeah. But speaking of Mad Max, it reminded me of a funny story. So we're just talking about cars and stuff.
All right.
My cousin had this Astro van, and it was a piece of garbage. I mean, I love that thing, but Like, let me describe this Astro van for you, okay? It had no back seats. It just had a chain in the back. The carpet was all molded, so it perpetually smelled like a swamp. There was no AC in it. And it was just the, like trashiest van. But we got people to, like, ride with us all the time because it was like, oh, you got a van? That's cool. So anyway, we're driving in the middle of a rainstorm, and his windshield wipers don't work. So I was literally, like, Mad Max, like, leaning out in the middle of the highway, out the window with a paper towel and just going like this. And my cousin would go out the window and go, witness me! And I'd be like, witness me! It was pretty gnarly.
That reminds me kind of the time when I, right before I got into my first car accident, I didn't have AC, and I didn't know that when you're like, windows fog up, you're supposed to, like, roll down your windows. So I took off my shirt, and I wiped it up. I wiped up the fog with my shirt because I didn't know what else to do.
Can you imagine if you got in your car accident, you weren't wearing a shirt? Oh. You just, like, stumble out.
Gosh.
Just spray some spray paint in your mouth. I think that's a gnarly thing about watching, like, car movies where things are crashing and driving really fast is if you've actually been in a car wreck, like, it's something you never want to experience again.
If you, like, I think it was, like, just a random episode of Psych where, like, I saw a car accident happen and it was realistically portrayed enough.
Yeah.
That it was, like, kind of like PTSD for me. Like, oh, like, that feels... Bit. That feels really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You say the action's, like, kind of realistic or whatever, but it does kind of slide like butter.
Yeah.
Which I think the original movie was, like, actually pretty realistic in terms of just how car accidents work, and it's all just very, like, boom.
Yeah.
The impact. But it doesn't feel as nice to watch.
No.
It's not it doesn't have that kinetic excitement.
Yeah.
You know?
Doesn't have that good flow of energy. And...
Which I think it's actually just, like, the sort of thing where movies that came out after The Matrix have, like, a lot more energy to them. Like, you watch the old RoboCop and it's like he just
I've watched that.
Yeah, he just rolls up. And he just grabs the dude and throws him, and it's like, yeah, RoboCop. He just messed that guy up. But now you watch the new RoboCop, and he's, like, doing flips over these giant robots.
Yeah,
it's like, I think that's just how modern action movies go, where you have to like have this stylized wild action.
Yeah, I remember watching RoboCop with you, the original one, and, like, I think he, like, shoot somebody with, like, a sniper rifle attachment or something, and it feels so dumb. You know, it's just like, okay,
he's cool. He literally just walks around and does stuff.
Yeah, I like when he shoots the guy in the privates, though. That's pretty rad. You couldn't get away with that nowadays.
No, I mean, I don't think you could get away with RoboCop but nowadays.
I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of I've had just, like, generic action movies. It's not like this is, like, a masterpiece or anything. But
I think it is.
I think it is. But it's like I feel like a lot of action movies just kind of come and go. Like, even John Wick, like, people really like John Wick. I like John Wick, but it's not something I'd, like, highly, like, rant and rave and recommend to people.
John Wick didn't really stick with me.
It's good. It's a fun, like, dude movie, but, like, maybe to watch with your edgy older brother, you know? So you can be like, oh, yeah, that's so realistic. Oh. Do you see how many times he reloads? They really care about this movie and being accurate. You see he reloaded before he shot that dude in the face? It's awesome. But yeah, I don't know. I just, for some reason, Mad Max Fury Road always stuck with me. And it's crazy because, like, they never really put out a sequel. Like, that came out 6 years ago, and they never really put out a sequel for it. They had all this, like, and that's kind of what I like about it, is it's just kind of stands on its own, and I don't think I actually need anything more.
No, I mean, I think the deal with sequels, right, is if you have a really good idea to expand the story, sure,
yeah,
make a sequel. Like, this is a sequel, and it was a really good idea that
Well, there's like three Mad Maxes before this one.
And it's like, it's almost like a reboot.
Yeah, it's like a reboot. And that's why I thought there would be a sequel after it.
But, I mean, if you don't have good ideas for art that are like sequels, just make new art.
Yeah.
Which that won't happen anymore.
Yeah. And I think that's something that this movie does really well is it takes a property that already existed, like nothing new under the sun, but it just does a good job of like making it its own thing. And it's not trying too hard because you didn't really know what the original was anyways, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I think there's something cool about that in a world where it's like, yeah, we're not making new art. We're just rehashing stuff. As a rehash, this really stands up among the rest, you know?
And there are good ideas that you can take from old concepts and kind of build them up.
Like what?
Like Mad Max Fury Road.
That's it. It's the only good one.
That's the only good one. The rest of the movies that are sequels or reboots suck.
What about A Christmas Story reboot?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. What about, did they ever make like a reboot of that? Jamie? Steven?
Steven says no. He didn't Google it, but he's
probably
right.
I think we should
do
that.
We the two of us?
Yeah.
And it's just the two of us making the movie.
And we play all the parts.
That's incredible.
So I get to be both women.
You get to be both women?
And the protagonist. And you get to be the angel and the cop.
I get to be the angel and the cop.
And the brother that comes home from war. So I get to date myself.
You get to reject yourself.
And I get to reject myself. And instead of a pool, like where they're jumping into a pool, we just like jump into like a nuclear reactor.
That's really cool. I was going to say a pit of lava, but you do you.
Same thing.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible.
And instead of like jumping off of a bridge, you just like go into debt.
What?
Yeah. That's just like the modern version.
And then I show up and I'm like.
And you're like. Hey, bucko, you need to get your finances. And then, like, half of the movie is just you explaining to me how my finances work.
I'm Dave Ramsey. I just come up and cut your credit card.
Why do you have a credit card? What do you mean you're $1 million in debt? Well, and he goes, what does your wife do for a living? Okay, she's a doctor. What do you do for a living? Okay, you're a doctor, too. All right, now I want you to listen to me. It's going to be very hard for you. Okay, God bless. It's going to be very hard for you. You can't spend any money for the next 5 years, okay? You got cereal boxes, eat them, okay? That's what I want you to do. You're not going to go to any parties. You're not going to see people. You're going to live in your basement, and you're going to eat cereal boxes, okay? Because you got yourself in debt, and you're going to get out of this, okay? This is tough. This is a financial bumblebee. But it's going to be over, and you're going to get out of this, okay? And you... Do you go to church?
Is this what Dave Ramsey sounds
like? Yeah, this
like?
Is what Dave Ramsey does.
Is that his voice?
I'm pretty sure. There's like an Instagram man who does that stuff.
Okay.
Let me look up at a picture of Dave Ramsey just so I
mean. All right. Well, I think that
Dave.
We've been through the concept of this unhinged episode pretty well.
Hold on, let me look up Dave Ramsey. Why are you trying to...
Steven's
this is our show.
Slapping.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care.
We can do whatever we want, Dave.
Hold on. I got to look up a YouTube video because I need to see how he like looks and moves.
We're looking up a YouTube video
Give
for the podcast.
Give me a second. Entertain us, Trent.
Okay. So what's the deal with...
Yeah, that's him. That's the guy I was talking about. See, he like sits behind a thing and he talks about, he's like, do you go to church? And they're like, no, I don't go to church. He's like, well, you need to go to church because you need to be praying. You need to be praying right now because you're in a bumblebee and God's going to get you out of it. And you need to get out of it. Eat cardboard boxes. Don't spend any money. What do you got, a car? Walk. That's what Dave Ramsey does.
David Ramsey.
I'd like to call him up and be like, hey, man, I got bucks.
You're not in a ton of debt, are you? Are you in any debt?
No.
No. Look at you. Look at you.
I live debt free, man.
Yeah. You're richer than the most of us.
Yeah. Well, you see, I took Dave Ramsey's advice and I cut up all my credit cards and I don't have a wife.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not in debt.
Does Dave Ramsey say that?
Yeah. He's like, don't ever get married. Don't have kids.
All right.
Be celibate. Live in your basement and eat cardboard boxes.
Dave Ramsey is a MGTOW.
Yeah. He didn't say that. I'm just making that up. I'm sorry.
No,
it's defamatory.
Yeah, we're going to get a lawsuit from Dave
Mad
Ramsey.
Mad Max, Dave Ramsey's Fury. What would Dave Ramsey's Mad Max car look like?
Dude, Dave Ramsey
just
is
a dollar no, bill carpet.
Dave Ramsey
like financial
is,
device.
Is a Mortem Joe. He's like, don't get addicted to debt.
What do you mean? How many cans of spray paint are you drinking every day? Do you realize what that does to your bottom line? It's like giving all these crackheads like just advice. Oh man, he's just like wrapped in a giant dollar bill. Dave Ramsey, can you come on the show and teach us something? Ooh. I swear, we're not stupid people.
I think if we ever get to the point where like we could bring celebrities onto the podcast, just like have them come on and talk about their favorite show, movies and shows. But it's just like weirdest celebrities like Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, just like someone who doesn't fit our aesthetic any... Yeah, existential anymore.
Gosh.
Yeah, so on our list we have Dave Ramsey, Doja Cat. But that's a one-on-one interview.
Okay. You and Doja Cat.
You're not invited.
That's okay. Can you call me in the middle of the episode and I can say hi to Doja Cat?
And then we can get Jennifer Lawrence. And then we can just like argue about
whether she's
about
attractive
her net worth right in front of her.
Her net worth.
Yeah.
Do you think that I value women based on how attractive they are, Joel? Do you think that of me?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
It's what's on the inside that matters. And your financial well-being.
That's incredible.
I wonder what Dave Ramsey thinks about that. Dave Ramsey, if you're out there, please hit us up. We'd love
call
to talk about
up,
Mad Max.
Call
with you.
Us up for the podcast.
We need like a hotline number of just like talk to people.
I mean, we could set that up. Steven, give us a hotline. Yeah. Steven doesn't look happy about the hotline idea.
It's more work for him. But yeah. So anyways, on that long, 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 long tangent, but I don't care. This is our show and I can do whatever I want.
This is when pigs fly.
It's entertaining to listen to.
You come to the podcast for personality.
This is a podcast. Like, Let me eat, you know? Big boy's
maybe,
hungry.
Maybe some episodes are going to be Nomadland and some are going to be Mad Max Fury Road.
Big boy has to eat. So, but yeah, what was your overall impression? Like, what did you take away from it?
I mean, it's just like a cool movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Would you watch that on a first date?
Depends on the girl, but sure.
What kind of girl watches Mad Max date with you?
Listen up,
ladies. This might be you.
Oh, all right. I'm looking for like kind of a nerdy to casually nerdy sort of girl, right?
Okay.
All right, and maybe she's into like more car related stuff.
Lots of neck tattoos.
Yeah, and maybe she low key hates me.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. No, that's not.
I think let's set it up.
All right.
Car girl that hates Trent.
Let's find her.
But yeah. What was I asking? What you thought about it?
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a good suggestion for me?
It was a good suggestion. Very, very, very fun.
Cool.
Kind of out of the box.
Yeah, cool.
Although very mainstream as well.
Yeah.
But still cool.
Not mainstream anymore.
Yeah.
Anything in 2016
we're hipsters now.
Anymore.
Let's talk about The Force Awakens for the next one.
Harambe and Pokemon Go, all that stuff.
Kids still say Harambe. They still talk about him. Yeah.
Well, they should. We can't forget him.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the whole reason we're in this mess.
Yeah. But you just hear these like TikTok Zoomers, man.
Yeah.
And they'll just bring up 2016 memes.
Yeah, when they were like pooping in their diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a Zoomer, you weren't even alive in 2016.
You got any takeaways, Joel?
I think it says a lot about society.
True.
And the gas crisis.
Yeah. Well, you know, he is like the big man up top, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the people below.
I think this movie's really about a Mortem Joe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does get more focused than Max, probably.
Yeah. Well, and his name's Joe, which is pretty close to mine, yeah, which makes me like him because I'm a narcissist.
That's incredible.
But I don't know. It's cool, dude. It's just like a cool movie. And when I watch it, it takes me back to high school. And it takes me it's just like edgy. It's just like this cool kind of like, yeah, sneaking into movies with your buds, like doing crazy stuff. That was high school. Mad Max was a part of that. And I don't know. It's a fun movie to watch. And I would suggest it for like any guys just like having a homie date, getting together and just like...
You want to have a Mad Max homie date?
Yeah, let's have a Mad Max homie date.
Let's go.
Let's watch Thunderdome. That's the one I want to watch next.
That's actually reasonable. Yeah. We could even watch it for content.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Talk about Thunderdome. Maybe give Mad Max a little break, you know.
No, this is a Mad Max podcast.
Mad Max podcast. Welcome to the Mad Max podcast.
Mad Maxwell.
How deep into the lore do you think we could get? How long do you think a Mad Max podcast would last?
Probably as long as this one.
This one's it's probably a little longer. I don't know.
Steven's doing weird hand motions like, a little, oh my gosh, a little bit. You're going to go over 50 minutes and people aren't going to want to listen anymore because you're on a random tangent. You're so unhinged, Joel. Stick to the script. I don't have a script. I'm looking at a little question mark block that I keep fidgeting with.
And I've got this thing that I'm fidgeting with. We're notorious
fidgeters.
We're
such fidgeters.
Yeah.
We need to grow up.
No.
Plato, let me back in the cave.
We need to harness this energy and then make it into a podcast.
Can we talk about Plato's cave for next
yes.
episode?
All right. Next episode, we're talking about Plato's cave.
Talking about Plato's cave. Do you know what Plato's cave is?
Yeah, it's like where they see the shadows on the wall and they're like, that's
the
whole
don't
world.
Don't spoil it.
All right.
It's hand puppets.
I do love all of our listeners. Especially Steven wanted us to shout out Dyke. So
who are we shouting
Dyke
out?
Is a cool guy. Shout out to Dyke.
Yeah, Dyke. Thank you so much for 10 gift subs.
Shout out to EC for calling out Joel for
thank
not
you,
knowing
EC.
When Milo and Otis came out.
Listen, EC. Depends on what Milo and Otis were talking about. Are we talking about the Japanese version or... I'm just kidding.
All right.
It came out in the 80s. I know. I'm an idiot and I don't fact check. You know what? I don't like... Listen here. Just before we're going to quit and you can just shut this off whenever. I am sick and tired of people who care about facts. Logic is stupid. I think all you people who's like, yeah, you're not right, Joel. Taylor Swift isn't 35. She's 25. I don't care. It's generalizations. It's general speak. Sorry, I don't have a thesaurus.
It's more that you speak faster than you think.
I don't care. Nothing bothers me more than people who care too much about the exact facts of things. Like when the nuclear apocalypse happens.
Nuclear.
Shut up! Shut up!
Suffer, Joel. I live for you to suffer. Steven
when
Stein.
All this ends, I'll be the king of the hobo.
I hope so.
And your facts and logic and exact pronunciations and everything I do wrong won't matter. Because you'll be dead.
I'm so inundated with memes. I guess those are like older memes because I don't really.
You'll be dead.
But like facts and logic just makes me think of Ben Shapiro flossing. That's all I can think of anymore.
All of you naysayers and Snopes people.
Steven, just cut the podcast off
it'll
right now.
Be done. I will be the hobo
all
king.
Right. I love you guys.
I'm the hobo king. I will have my pile of copper that I sit upon.
Goodbye.
And judge you who used to say I didn't
I
get my dates right.
You guys have
right.
a good evening.
I'm the hobo king.
You guys.
Me.
I love you guys. Please subscribe to our Patreon. Bye-bye.
I'm the hobo king.
I promise we'll get Joel in line for next.
I am Hobo King. We'll be right back.